Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Elisa Thacker.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. First question, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. In March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. How certain are you that you will vote? Almost certain, probably certain, chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
Certain.
Okay, thank you. What about for city and county offices? Will you vote as well?
Most likely.
Okay, thank you. Just so we know, we speak into a broad audience. Can I have the year of your birth? Only the year.
I don't feel comfortable with that one.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself white, African-American, Pacific Islander, multiracial?
Multiracial.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction or are they on the wrong track?
I guess you could say generally right.
Yes, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Generally right.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, parental rights in education, homelessness, jobs and wages, housing affordability, public safety, and crime.
Cost of living and parental rights.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or if you never heard of the person, please say so. Donald Trump, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Gary Bradfield.
I don't know, mixed opinion.
Okay. Do you lean more to somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
Not very familiar.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Steve Brando?
Not familiar enough with.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board or Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, Gary Bredefield, and Steve Brando, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure at the moment.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, Gary Bredefield, or Steve Brando?
I'm not familiar enough to say at the moment.
Okay, no problem. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What were the four?
Poor, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Probably less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Unlikely.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for that candidate. Gary Bredefeld currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Does he have a good, fair, small, or no chance?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. He has good, fair, small, or no chance?
Good.
Thank you. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Vordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, Gary Bredefield, and Steve Brando, for whom would you vote?
Not sure. I'd have to read up more on them.
Okay. And if you had to lean towards one of them, do you have someone in mind?
I don't have anyone in mind yet.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
More Republican.
Republican? Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I guess not very strong.
Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
More conservative.
Okay, somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
My bachelor's.
Okay. Bachelor's? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And do you currently own, rent, or live with a friend or family?
Own.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, bye.